The black helicopter crowd notion.
The tyranny is always lurking just around the corner.
It's nursing. They're crazy, but now they're right.
Black helicopter crowd really hates them.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you. They're zombies.
You're listening to the WBHN New Jersey podcast. And now here's your host.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the WBHN podcast. I'm your host, President Zen One. Thanks for joining us on this
Saturday, March 10th, 2018.
It's currently 42 degrees and mostly cloudy here in Bradley Beach at the Jersey Shore. Current time is 11 p.m. For first-time listeners, WBHN is an independent media operation that reports on news that the mainstream media just won't. The New World Order, UFOs, and ghosts are making headlines every day. If this resonates with you, then you will love this podcast. So share this transmission with family, friends, and loved ones. We're on Stitcher, iTunes, and TuneIn Radio. We've got a great show for you today, folks. I've got a stack of news here in front of me to get to. For example, Oprah is waiting for God to tell her whether to run for the presidency. Science says liberals, not conservatives, are psychotic. All the reasons being single is very bad for you. And cops have hour-long standoff with stuffed toy tiger. And later on, we have a special report. The very strange saga of the invisible Bigfoot. Massive mysterious stick structures concern forest officials in New Mexico. Wow. I just have to make a couple quick announcements. For starters, the Twitch stream is up and running. Real President Zen 1, usually streaming evenings and weekends. So if you are a Twitch person, check me out. I'm playing Call of Duty, Fortnite, and a couple other things. All right, next. I'm doing a little cross-promotion with the Tribulation Saints Podcast Radio, your station for podcasts. This is home to several different podcasts, and every day it is growing. And check this out. The TWB Show, hosted by Titan and Wild Bill. The Electric Radio Show. Finally Alive Radio. Cole Sports. Psychic View. Musing While Boozing. And others. So, be sure to check out TribulationSaintsPodcast.podbean.com.
What's happening in local events?
Hold Fast Records. We buy records. Conveniently located at 611 Cookman Ave in Asbury Park, New Jersey. For more information, check out www.holdfastasburypark.com. 7th Annual Paint the Pony Purple for Epilepsy, featuring live music, 50-50 raffle, silent auction, live auction. Saturday, March 24th, 2018, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Doors open at 12:30 p.m. at the Stone Pony, located in Asbury Park, New Jersey, to benefit the Epilepsy Foundation of New Jersey. General admission is $25 each. Tickets will be available at the door for $30 each based on availability. For more information, check out www.efnj.com/purple. The Jersey Shore Toy Show. 75 tables of vintage and collectible toys, video games, comic books, local artists and makers. 2018 dates, April 15th, May 20th. Summer and fall dates to be announced. The event will be taking place at the South Wall Fire Company Banquet Hall, located at 2605 Atlantic Avenue, Manasquan, New Jersey. From 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., free admission, tables available, $50 each or three for $125. For more information, check out fleamarketinc.com. that's going to wrap up local events.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get virtualshield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at virtualshield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. Virtualshield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Are you looking for web hosting, but don't know who to choose with so many choices out there? Well, you can't go wrong with Bluehost. Bluehost is a leading web solutions services provider. Since 2003, Bluehost has continually innovated new ways to deliver on their mission to empower people to fully harness the web. So sign up today. You get a free domain, free site builders, one-click WordPress install, and 24/7 support. And if you sign up now, you get a special introductory offer of $3.95 a month. To get started, go to bluehost.com/track/Black Helicopter News.
With news breaks in the tri-state area or the world, you will hear it here on WBHN New Jersey. You're listening to Black Helicopter News, hosted by Andrew Robinson. Here's what's in the news.
Oprah is waiting for God to tell her whether to run for the presidency. This is on Infowars.com. Amid calls for her to consider a run for the White House from fans, obviously, and her friends, right? She tells People magazine this. Quote, I went into prayer. God, if you think I'm supposed to run, you gotta tell me. And it has to be clear that not even I can miss it. And I haven't gotten that yet. Okay? Now, before I get into this real quick, we're just gonna go through this story real quick. That's it, right? I'm just trying to imagine myself as an Oprah fan on the edge of my chair every day waiting for her to come across with this message from the Lord. Now, take a step back. Anytime, historically, a conservative, whenever you see somebody like that's not a leftist talk about God, every leftist loses their mind. But when they talk about God, it's okay. There's quite a few female Republicans that have mentioned that in the past, and they were roasted. So, it's just insane the double fucking standard these leftists have. This dovetails with the next story. Science says liberals, not conservatives, are psychotic. Turns out liberals are the real authoritarians. Listeners of this show already know this. The American Journal of Political Science published a correction this year saying that the 2012 paper has an error that the liberal political beliefs, not conservative ones, actually link to psychoticism. And in that paper, it's associated with traits such as tough-mindedness, risk-taking, sensation-seeking, impulsivity, and authoritarianism. This is becoming quite clear with Antifa, or however you pronounce their stupid name. And on a side note, that paper was cited about 45 times in legitimate academic papers, and it has this error in it. So that's why all along for the last however many years, it's the last 6 years, these people are running around saying conservatives are the real fascists. No, the anti-fascists are the actual true authoritarians. They are just so full of crap. On a lighter note, also in the news... Cops have hour-long standoff with stuffed toy tiger. Police were called to a farm in the northeast of Scotland when the farmer went to check his cows and discovered a tiger in the cow shed. Wow. Photographs of the tiger were sent to the control room and an expert sergeant confirmed it was definitely real. Numerous units and squads, including three ARVs and a dog handler, were sent to tackle this beast, this ferocious beast. Nervous radio updates start coming in stating it was unclear if the tiger had eaten any cattle, but it appeared well-fed, and its ears were seen to twitch. But other than that, it was very settled. Meaning it was just chilling. After some time, a rather sheepish-sounding sergeant comes on the air and declares that it was indeed a stuffed toy. They said they began to grow suspicious when the tiger didn't move. That is just amazing, folks. You can't fix stupid. Sorry. Also in the news, massive, mysterious stick structures concern forest officials in New Mexico. Officials from the Santa Fe National Forest are sounding the alarm over strange stick structures that keep being built at the site. According to a spokesman with the Forest Service, they have been appearing with increasing frequency over the last few weeks, and this is leaving authorities bedazzled, mystified, and concerned. Their worry is that these wooden structures, some of them were 2-3 stories tall and a diameter of 20 feet, they're massive, right? And they're also a massive fire hazard. So, as to who's building the structures, officials are just trying to they're stumped, but they're just going to start to blame and push the narrative that it's like just a bunch of pot-smoking teenagers. But some of the more free-thinking people have proposed a hypothesis that these structures were actually built by some kind of Sasquatch, which would justify the large structures being built. Because you would have to be built like a Sasquatch, right? Anatomically, you'd have to be this massive monster to be able to just build three-story stick structures. Folks, the Sasquatch hypothesis is actually very intriguing. What do you think, folks? What do you think about any of the stories in this segment that we just spoke about? Please let me know on Twitter at PresidentZen1 or comment or sound off in the comments below. We're going to take a quick break and then we'll be back with more news.
Hi, my name's Johnny Slick, and I'm the host of the Straight Shot Radio podcast. With all of the crazy health fads and fitness trends out there, it's hard to make sense of what's real and what's not. That's why each week I answer your health and fitness questions and interview doctors, coaches, trainers, athletes, and everyday gym goers to provide you with a no-nonsense approach to fitness knowledge. Straight Shot Radio is available on Podbean and iTunes, or you can check us out at straightshottraining.com.
Grammy Award winner and platinum recording artist, President Zen One. His debut studio album, Philosopher's Stone, including the smash single, New World Order. President Zen One, Philosopher's Stone, the digital album, available on iTunes, Amazon Music, Google Play, and CDBaby.com. Get your copy today.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News, hosted by Andrew Robinson.
Nobody does it better.
And now here's what's in supernatural, paranormal, and strange news.
And we're back. Thanks for joining us. Now let's get back into more news. If we receive a message from aliens, should we delete it without reading it? If humanity were to receive a message from an extraterrestrial civilization right now, it would be the single greatest event in the history of civilization. But according to a new study, such a message could also pose a serious risk to humanity. Drawing on multiple possibilities, how could humanity shield itself from malicious spam and viruses? The study's called Interstellar Communication. Yeah, a lot of scientists came together, one from an observatory in Germany and a professor from Hawaii, and they examined what could possibly happen. And here's a quote. There's no compelling reason at all to assume benevolence. For example, that extraterrestrials are wise and kind due to their ancient civilization's experience. Anyway, folks, what do you think about that? If aliens did try to contact us, would it be wise to answer back? I mean, they got a point. Maybe they could be sending some sort of computer virus. Next, time traveler says part of Halley's Comet will crash into Lake Erie. In a new theory on how the world will end, comes from a alleged time traveler who claims that on July 28th, 2061, said there will be no humans around to gaze at Halley's Comet because a piece of it breaks off and slams into Lake Erie, killing everyone on the planet. Well, the scientists are saying no, it's not going to do that. but it's their job to say something of that manner. But hey, folks, I don't know. Do you think that there's any credibility to this story? This guy named Jeff is coming out saying this? I mean, he looks like the manager of a Waffle House, so I mean, he seems pretty trustworthy. Other than that, I'm just curious what you guys think. Let's just end that right there. If you want to read more, check it out on our Facebook page, the WBHN News Center. And that's going to wrap up our news segment.
Q&A.
Unfortunately, we don't have anything in the mailbag today, but do you have a question or comment for WBHN NJ? Leave us a voicemail and it may get played on the air. Call 1-732-807-5574 to leave your message for us here at the podcast. We always look forward to comments, questions, and what have you from literally all over the world. And we enjoy hearing what you have to say. So give us a call at 1-732-807-5574. And call it, and don't be bashful. Give us a ringy ding. Don't feel shy to call in with your questions, comments. Call in with your ghost stories. Call in with your reports of UFO alien sightings and encounters. Or give us a clickety clack and leave a comment. Save this number in your cell phone. Once again, that's 1-732-807-5574.
Andrew Robinson here. At Armageddon Record Shop, we've partnered with eBay to expand our operation. My goal is to find the best deals on the highest quality products and give them to you at the lowest prices possible. The New World Order wants us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. Visit us at ebay.com/USR/Armageddon Record Shop. Books, video games, clothing, and much more. New items every month. Armageddon Record Shop on eBay.
Pump up the volume and let the music play. President Zen 1 with new CD, Rorschach Test. Featuring Bout Mash single, Project Bluebeam. Rorschach Test. Available on iTunes, CD Baby, Reverb Nation, and other fine music stores. You can buy my new CD, Rorschach Test, and Philosopher's Stone, both for only $9.99. Check us out on Armageddon Record Shop on eBay. I've got digital download cards of both EPs for sale, or just inbox us at zen1music@gmail.com. What are you waiting for?
You're listening to WBHN New Jersey, brought to you by the Armageddon Records Media Network, and made possible by viewers like you.
The very strange saga of the invisible Bigfoot. The thing is, with Bigfoot, people have always been claiming to see it, but they've never been able to capture this behemoth. So why is there never any proof of Bigfoot? Why isn't he getting captured or killed? Well, now there is this theory that's floating around the ether that may explain, actually, with a logical explanation how and why Bigfoot eludes us. Now, there's obviously no evidence of this, let's be clear on that. But if it is real, the reason why it wouldn't have been captured is possibly it has the ability to become invisible or cloak himself so that we can't see them. And this is a theory that a lot of Bigfoot enthusiasts and researchers do not care for this hypothesis. Look, if it's running around 6'9", strong, uncivilized, like this big ape running around like humanoid and smelling like horrible and living in the woods, well, in some native stories, actually, Bigfoot may have minor supernatural powers, and that would open up the possibility for him to be able to turn invisible. So maybe he's part spirit, part ghost. Native Americans thought that. In 2001, Bhutanese government created a wildlife sanctuary, 253 square miles, protected habitat for the Migoi, also home to pandas, snow leopards, tigers, but the Bhutanese maintain the refuge was created specifically for the Migoi, which is a Tibetan word for wild man, or more common to us in the West, as the Yeti. And it's known for its super strength and magical powers, such as, wait for it, to become invisible. So this theory isn't coming out of the blue. It's not coming out of left field. There are other influences that have been around for a long time. So maybe this is something we need to start focusing on more. Now, an individual named Davy Russell in 2000 wrote a feature, Invisible Sasquatch, who cites a case from 1977, actually takes place in North Dakota. A Bigfoot-type creature is spotted throughout the afternoon and in the evening. Locals, along with the police, staked out the area, and guess what? They heard something walking and breathing heavily. They put their flashlight in the direction of the sounds. Nothing could be seen. And they were bedazzled, puzzled, befuddled, confused, confuddled, disturbed by the encounter. And that's when he decided that he might be inclined to believe in that theory as well, because there was no other explanation. April 2012, a researcher said he had conversations with a wonderful gentleman who was communicating with numerous Sasquatch. Yeah, let that sink in. And he had a wealth of knowledge about their existence and whereabouts, etc. And he said that they have the ability to raise their frequency just enough to become invisible to humans because they fear them and think they're the greatest threats. Wow. A 6'9" hulking beast thinks that humans are more of a monster. So folks, can Bigfoot shift the frequency of their body to become physically invisible? Or maybe even just jump out of this dimension into another one and just hop through portals left and right? Maybe that's the case. I am very curious as to what you think about this article. If you want to read more, it's posted on the WBHN Podcast News Center on Facebook. But we've covered the meat and potatoes of it. So what do you think, folks? Is Bigfoot invisible? I think the world may never know.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Government is responsible for the deaths of almost 100,000 people.
Party members have been murdered, Chief Inspector.
We're interrupting your regularly scheduled program to bring you this terrifying report.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
New York, very much a city still in chaos. The phones are not working properly. The subway lines are not working properly.
The sky now black with smoke in front of us. Just across the Tigris River here. This is shock and awe, Tom, for the population of Baghdad. Shock and awe, indeed.
The people you liberate will witness the honorable and decent spirit of the American military.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Come on.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
I love my dad. I'd kill for him. I'd go to prison for him because I love him so much.
I love Bill Clinton.
What does that make Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
When you are subverting the power of government, that's a fundamentally dangerous thing to democracy.
What do you think of Edward Snowden?
I think he's a traitor.
Obama is the one that kills the U.S. troops if the Russians bomb any of them. Obama is the one that put them in harm's way. Obama is the one using them as human shields.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Welcome to America, ISIS. This is what we do. Woo!
We got people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches?
In 2012, your agency was saying, quote, the Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgents in Syria. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the U.S. was helping coordinate arms transfers to those same groups. Why did you not stop that?
Why didn't you come forward before? What were you waiting for?
Well, for you, Inspector.
I needed you. I suddenly had this feeling that everything was connected. We're all part of it. Are we ready for it?
You're listening to Black Helicopter News.
And now, on a lighter note, here's what's making headlines in pop culture, comic book, and entertainment news.
Fox is developing a Silver Surfer movie. That's awesome. And there's also X-Men movie updates. Let's see what Fox is doing. The Hollywood Reporter has several revelations in a new report that indicates the studio is not slowing down in their Marvel properties, but they're actually developing more. And there's apparently going to be a Doctor Doom movie, a Silver Surfer movie, a new X-Force movie, a Deadpool spinoff movie, the New Mutants, and the long-in-development Gambit movie starring Channing Tatum. Folks, what are you looking forward out of that crop of films I mentioned? Me, I would say I'm looking forward to the Doctor Doom movie and the Silver Surfer one the most. Next, the Punisher casting for season 2 might tease a Frank's replacement arc. First of all, I wanted to mention, I don't know if I did already, the Punisher on Netflix. Season 1 was astounding. It's been greenlit to have a season 2, and the casting news is teasing the possibility that this second season might take up a certain storyline. Somebody else, another character, could take up the mantle of the Punisher while he would possibly be injured. Yeah, what do you think? Did you like the Punisher on Netflix? Have you seen it?
And now, the presidential stamp of approval.
I actually want to give my stamp of approval to Fortnite on PS4. It is a great game. The 100 person player versus player battle royale. It's a great game, folks. It utilizes third person strategy, survival, and building because you can build forts. Great game. And the battle royale is actually available for download for free in a PlayStation store. And that is going to wrap up this edition of the podcast. So I want to say thank you for joining us. And for the WBHN podcast, I'm President Zen One. Have a great week.